Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Yeah, so Esther touched the tip of Xerxes' scepter.
Just the tip?
Just the tip, mm-hmm. Yep. And then she decided she was going to, you know, hold a banquet. And then she decided she was going to hold another banquet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still fucking trying to figure out what's going on with the goddamn genocide. And in the meantime, Mordecai is about ready to get fucking, you know, strung
impaled.
Up, impaled by Haman and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's about where we're at, I think.
Yeah, I think you pretty much summed it up.
Yeah, so that was Esther chapter 5.
Sure as fuck was.
And today we're going to be reading
Esther chapter 6.
All right, let's go do this.
Okie dokie. Okay, Esther chapter 6.
Okay.
That night. You know what night it was.
That one. It was that one.
The king could not sleep.
Because he had two good parties in a row?
Probably.
Or what?
Or because he was bothered.
He had bed bugs?
Maybe he was. Ooh, there was a pee under his mattress.
That's what it was.
The kingy and the pee.
He had to piss, maybe.
No, that's a different kind of pee.
Oh, okay.
That's a pee-pee.
Well, I was trying to think of other reasons, you know?
Okay. So he ordered the Book of the Chronicles.
Wait, what?
The Book of the Chronicles.
He ordered the Book of the Chronicles.
The record of his reign to be brought in and read to him.
Oh, he needed a night-night story.
Yeah,
oh, that's so cute.
He needed some warm
King
milk.
King needed some
Kingy King needed some warm milk. And somebody goes, rock-a-bye, Kingy. In the treetop. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He needed somebody to pat his rump.
Yeah, yeah.
Turn over.
Yeah.
Help me pat, pat, pat.
Yeah.
Okay, you go night-night. Mm-hmm. You blow me kisses.
I do it all the time where I call somebody in to read to me, you know?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Happens all the time. Would it's you, called podcasts.
Would you read me story? I do read story. Oh, my goodness.
That is so funny.
You are so kingy.
But not only stories, but the stories about him.
Do you want me to read you a story about you when you were a little king? It was bad. I'm sorry. I could do this all
yeah,
night.
Right,
I
right. Could, it could be like the whole fucking episode.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really could.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was found recorded there that Mordecai had exposed Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway.
Dude, you already fucking knew that.
Like, I guess he
it
didn't.
It was said that... That Esther told you.
Well, I guess that. Esther told him that, hey, these two guards are bad and they're plotting against you. But I guess it wasn't told to him. And Mordecai's the one that told me.
Okay. That's not how I took it.
That's
when
not
I
how
was
I
read.
Took it either.
But okay.
But apparently, Kingy Pookins didn't know until right. his night-night
Or he
story.
Forgot. A convenient slip of the mm-hmm. mind, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who had... These two guys who had conspired to assassinate King Xerxes.
Yeah.
What honor and recognition has Mordecai received for this?
Jack shit. Nothing's about to get his ass killed.
Nothing has been done for him, his attendants answered.
Right.
Duh.
Yeah.
Ooh. The king said, who is in the court? Now Haman had just, he just got up from his sleep. He's like, now I really can't sleep. God damn it. Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the palace to speak to the king about impaling Mordecai on the pole he had set up for him.
Wait, he was coming to the court as the king was trying to go to sleep?
Yeah.
Seems like a bad time to show up to go to court.
Probably, but you know? He's so excited.
He's like, really wanting to get that impaling
he's like,
done.
Hey, king, here, I'll be Mordecai. Hey, is the king up? Well, it turns out he is.
Yeah.
Hey, take me to see the king. Hey, king, guess what?
What do you want, Haman?
Hey, guess what?
What?
I'm so excited. I got this stick thing.
Yeah.
I'm calling it a pole.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to put it in the ground.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna impale somebody on it.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a good deal. You know, that sounds like fun.
I'm so excited. Yeah. Guess who I'm going to impale?
Who are you impaling?
Fucking Mordecai.
Oh, hold your horses here.
Last week you said I could kill him.
I was getting my night-night story read to me, and I learned something, so... You're going to have to, like, back off this a little bit,
But he's Jewish, and you said I could kill them all.
But he saved me.
But Jewish.
You're pushing your luck here, hey, man.
Are you saying that I'm racist and anti-Semitic?
You know that poll you were creating?
Yeah.
I think you might want to, you know, hop up on it here in a second.
Oh, King. You're so funny. Surely you jest. Okay, anyway, I hear my wife calling, so I'm just going to... Okay, bye. Okay, so... He was about to tell the king about the pole he had set up.
Yeah.
His attendants answered the king, hey, man is standing in the court.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring him in, the king ordered.
Okay.
When Haman
entered. I bet he's going to order him to, like, honor him or something.
He's going to make Haman bow to Mordecai and just think of the fucking irony there.
Yeah.
Right?
No, this is going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be so painful. Yep. Oof.
Mordecai's going to love this.
Mm. When Haman entered, the king asked him, so what should be done for the man the king delights to honor? Now, Haman thought to himself,
He's thinking of himself.
Who is there that the king would rather honor than
me? Right, yeah.
Yeah, because like I've been invited to all these banquets lately. Oh, man, the king's loving
me. He's top shit right now.
The queen sucked my cock real good. Oh, yeah, this is. Yeah, surely this is about me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He's hinting.
Right, mm-hmm. Yep.
So, Haman answered the king, for the man the king delights to honor, have them bring a royal robe the king has worn and a horse the king has ridden. Like, he's like, what do I want?
Well, this is some real fanboy shit here, you know? Mm-hmm.
One with a royal crest placed on its head. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's what I want. Yeah,
okay.
I mean... That's what you should give. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Then let the robe and horse be entrusted to one of the king's most noble princes.
Uh-huh.
Let them, that noble
Prince. Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be so bad.
Okay.
Let them robe the man the king delights. Oh, fuck. To honor. And lead him on the horse through the city streets. Oh, my God. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be so painful.
I love it.
It's hurting me, honestly.
Oh, I love it.
Proclaiming before him, this is what is done for the man the king delights to honor. Oh, hey, man, shut up. Jesus Christ, shut your fucking mouth. Oh, this is painful. Go at once, the king commanded.
But keep in mind, this guy wanted to commit genocide.
Yes, I know. I'm just saying.
I'm enjoying this.
Okay, it's just like within the confines of this story, I'm just like, oh, hey, man, don't you.
Right.
Get the robe and the horse and do just as you have suggested for Mordecai the Jew, who sits at the king's gate. Do not neglect anything you have recommended. Well, boom.
Okay, I'm cool with this, you know, edict twist that he's offering here, you know, right?
This turn.
But there's still a letter out there that's saying that they're going to kill all Jews mm-hmm. on some certain date.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, if we're going to be honoring a Jewish person,
mm-hmm.
shouldn't we be, you know, pulling back the thing to kill them all?
Also, let's not kill all the Jews now.
Right, because that would include him.
So, hurry up and invent the internet and get on social media and, like, do all the Twitters and Facebookers.
Yeah.
And Googles and let everybody know.
Takesy-backsies.
Takesy-backsies. No killing the Jews. Got it. Okay.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So Haman got the robe and the horse. He robed Mordecai and led him on horseback through the city streets, proclaiming before him, this is what is done for the man the king delights to honor.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet he was really
very
enthusiastic
excited
about it.
Yeah. That's why I read it in that tone of voice, because
right.
I know that's how he did
right?
it.
Right. Yeah.
Afterward, Mordecai returned to the king's gate. But Haman rushed home with his head covered in grief. Yeah, I bet he did. And told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends everything that had happened to him. They made me be nice to him. Oh, I didn't want to be nice to him.
Right, yeah.
I wanted to impale him and kill him all.
I didn't get to impale him.
God damn it. His advisors and his wife Zeresh said to him, since Mordecai, before whom your downfall has started, is of Jewish origin, you cannot stand against him. You will surely come to ruin.
Mm.
Oh, did you guys finally get around to realizing that you probably shouldn't fuck with the Jews?
I mean, but this is going, the reason that was said is because God, right?
Yeah.
God has something to do with this, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No.
No.
This is just actions happening in a fictional story at that.
Right. Right.
So, whatever. But okay.
Right. While they were still talking with him, the king's eunuchs arrived and hurried Haman away to the banquet Esther had prepared. The end.
We still don't know the outcome of the genocide, though.
Or of Esther.
Even though they honored Mordecai.
Yeah.
Like, we still don't know.
There could still be a genocide.
I mean, technically, because it's still out there.
I mean, we know that there's not going to be.
Right, right.
Technically, if we didn't know how things turned out,
right,
there could be.
Yeah,
so
right, for sure.
What's going to happen?
I mean, I don't know. It's still, I mean, it was good. They got us. They gave us one little bit here, but they didn't finalize
it. It's like, so this is the midpoint, the false victory.
This has been, I mean, this is really good. Like,
yeah,
we keep having these like cliffhanger type thing. Not, this wasn't as cliffhangerish because we had a resolution of something.
But,
you know, and it was a good resolution.
But there's an overlying arc.
Right.
It's still unfolding.
Right, right, yeah.
And that's cool.
Because we still have to have the banquet, and Esther's mm-hmm. still got to save the day somehow.
Somehow. I don't know what the fuck. She may die.
But the king's going to be a lot more receptive now because he's like, Mordecai's a Jew.
Yeah.
And he saved my ass. So, yeah. Like, yeah, let's not kill them all.
And you know what? This one sucks a mean dick. One.
Okay. So on that note, that was Esther chapter 6.
Sure as fuck was.
And tomorrow we'll be back with
Esther chapter 7.
All right, guys. We'll see you then.
Yep. Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh, my God. God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.